Well, welcome to the Crappier Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff. Remotely.
Yeah. What? Remotely, yes.
You, remotely.
It's remotely me. It's not completely me. It's just remotely me.
That's right.
Speaking and of remotely, Wells is with us.
Yeah, Wells is with us. Oh, same stuff, different day.
Have actually, Doom
same
yet?
Stuff, same day. Dude, no, I didn't realize there were 22 chapters to that thing. I'm like, oh, I'm making some really good progress, and I'm like a third of the way through the game.
Gotcha.
Which one is this? Well,
the new Doom.
Doom Dark Ages.
It's a sickness in the bag for me.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get it. It ends really well. You can completely see where they're going with the already announced DLC, which kind of pisses me off. It's like, you already knew you were going to do this, so why not just make it all one game? But hey, whatever.
Oh, that's
so. All right, so along that token, you know, I get the email today, Josh, and you'll appreciate this. So I get the email today for Borderlands 4, you know, pre-order, right?
Right.
And so you can get, like, you know, they've got like three or four different editions that you can get. But this is the first time I've seen them do this where it's like you can get the standard version, right? No big deal. So every version's got the base game in it. But if you get like the next level up, you get two different Vault Hunters. And I'm like, so you're pre-packing your DLC? And I got to pay extra to get into it up front, which, I mean, like, it would be fine if it was, you know, this is a season pass and you'll eventually get all the DLC. It just feels weird that they're like on day one locking up, you know, content like that.
And it kind of feels like they did that in 3 and Tiny Tina, though. Kind of feels like this is something they've been doing for a little bit, although the hunters themselves, right. I don't feel like they've, well, didn't they do that with 2? Maybe. I can't
with,
remember.
With 2,
so long.
They added hunters later as DLC.
Gotcha. As DLC.
And I think 3 was the same way, where they added some later on. It wasn't part of the original.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, it's crazy. Randy Pitchford, who owns the Magic Castle, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I have this random message in my Xbox inbox that because I had Gears of War Ultimate Edition, I got
the new one for free,
reloaded or whatever. And I'm like, okay.
Yep, I did too.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best to get Liz into playing that because she doesn't necessarily like third-person shooters, but she's been playing Mass Effect 3, and like Gears of War is a very similar kind of combat style. I think you might be all right with it. So,
yeah, especially she'll, 3 compared to like 1 and 2.
Yeah, Mass Effect, she'll probably hate it, but we'll see.
She got to do the roadie run, man.
The what? Oh, yeah.
The roadie,
I mean, a roadie run to like sink a chainsaw bayonet into somebody. Like, it's just, it's great.
There is something right. about the sticky grenade where you run up to you know, one of the
and then
or whatever, just like stick that grenade and then like flip yourself backwards and watch them explode. Gears of War will always have a soft spot in my heart.
Yeah, it's the same for me. It always has, even though I don't think I've played one since 4. But I don't think I'm missing anything either.
4 wasn't great. 5, I tried 5, I couldn't do it. And then I went back to it when it became free on Game Pass. And I actually finished it, and I'm just like, yeah, okay. I wanted something, you know, something different. Because I played through Gears 1 and Gears 2 so many times. But
yeah, that's true. All right, so we all 3 of us really don't like kids. .. In a brewery.
Wait, hold on. 2 of us have kids.
Well, not really anymore. I mean, ours are old.
Oh, true. And mine don't exist.
Yeah, that you know of. Until you get that email.
Oh, God.
But what's going on with this brewery that's putting their foot down about unruly children?
There is the Bog Iron Brewing. Where are they based out of? I'm guessing Boston area, Norton, Massachusetts. Yeah, so they see themselves as a living room of the community, according to their website. But they're having a little bit of a problem with kids. It's like, we love having children in place, but let's face it, we have unsupervised children running through the place, climbing on furniture, and every Monday morning, the landscaping rocks in our beer garden are thrown all over the place. So what are they going to do, y'all?
Yeah. Knock that shit off.
Yeah. Well, sort of. They've implemented a policy that children have to be kept within reach at all times. And I think that's perfectly reasonable and also not going to happen.
No, well, it's not.
So, you know, it's funny because we tend to rail on the kids. And we're like, you know, kids don't belong in a brewery.
Hey, or, careful now. I'm not trying to get myself on a list.
Misbehaving kids don't belong in a brewery. But really, it's the parents that are the problem.
Yeah. Yes.
When they are plenty happy to just turn a blind eye and let their kids be monsters, what are we going to do about it? And there's, you know, this article cracked me up because it was like, you know, they had to update their policy or change their policy. I'm like, so you already tried to do this once. And it didn't really work out. But maybe they'll start enforcing it. Maybe that'll make a difference. The fact that
put them on leashes.
Kids are going and throwing their landscaping rocks. I mean, as another parent, I feel like I'd walk up to them and be like, y'all need to get your kids in check. Or I would scold those kids in public myself and teach them some fucking manners deal with the fallout.
Yeah.
Again, put them on leashes. Yeah. You check in. Hey, I've got two kids and they have to have a leash. If you really are serious about they have to be seated and they have to be in arm's length, that's the only way to do it. Otherwise, well, like we said, this is not going to do anything.
But I mean, you know, if I'm a bartender and I don't know, maybe you can speak to this a little more because you've served at various events and such. But like, I feel like as a bartender, you've got a visual for who the people are and who has the kids and who's not paying attention to their kids. And I feel like if those parents came up and wanted another beer and their kids are running like crazy, I think that's where you're saying no.
Yeah, anytime I've done serving, it's been like for a charity function or something. So typically people don't really bring their kids to that. So at least not for me. I theoretically would, but I've never gotten the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like this is going to work. Plain and simple. Like, because people are going to be assholes.
Totally.
So, that to me, the only sensible solution to this, if you were going to go this route, right, that your children have to be in arm's length, they have to be on a leash. That's the only way you can enforce this.
Yeah, but then you know people are just going to come in with like retractable 100-foot leashes and then the kids are going to be knocking over everything with those cords attached to them and it's just going to be a bigger mess.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, again, I'll go back to Jeff and I's visit to Seaboard. The brewery wasn't great, but there were families all about, and I heard nary a kid running and screaming.
So, that begs an honest question for you, Josh. Would you go to a lesser brewery with no kids over a brewery you enjoy that has kids that are out of control?
Yes. 1,000%. There are zero questions asked. And then you can also get lucky and have a place like Divine that is a good brewery that doesn't have kids running around.
Yeah.
But yeah, like some of the spots that I absolutely adore in this city that are just rampant with asshole children running around. Yeah, I'd probably rather go to a lesser brewery and not have to deal with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is sad, right? Like, I would love to be able to spend more of my local dollar at RC or love to be able to spend some of my local dollar at Heist, but the clientele doesn't.
Yeah.
They don't act like civilized human beings.
I can't remember if I told you the story. So we are at Heist Barrel Arts for Evans 21st. And we've got, you both know the tap room. We have the table, the long stand-up table closest to the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, you know, like I'm on, my back is to the bar and the pizza, right? And so I'm looking out towards the courtyard or whatever. And there's, you know, they've got those comfortable, like reclining kind of seats that are right there, right? And there are two moms there, and there are like three or four kids, and the kids are just being absolute monsters. Eventually, the moms leave and the dads come in, and suddenly the kids are all behaved. So it's not like they're incapable.
Right.
And I'm not saying that this is the case for all moms, but like in that particular case, I go back to my whole, is it the kids or is it the parents? And what are they allowing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will say this, obviously I was only in Richmond for a weekend, but every spot that I went to with Wells, there were no kids. Like I may've saw like a kid or two at the Vale, I think, but like, Lawson and
yeah, it's mainly adult children running around. Yeah,
Arden and some of those other places. Like, I didn't see any kids running around at all. Especially not at the Guar Bar. There was no kids at the Guar Bar.
Yeah, and we also went at a kind of an off time, so
we did. No, that place was so cool, bar. Though. As a Guar fan, like that place was. I still think about that place, man. Like I would go back there all day, every day.
Yeah, I've been threatening Liz with it. And by threatening, I mean like, look, it's great food. Like what's not to enjoy.
So. Yeah. And you get to look at all the cool art. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a win-win.
Yeah. I'll let you know how it goes. I almost had her last week.
I mean, here's the easy thing, Wells. You just, I can't remember if it's is it walkable for you guys or no?
No. Okay. No, not really.
So you order an Uber. You don't say a word of where you're going, and you just show up.
Yes. For the newlyweds, this is the key move to assert dominance in your newly matrimonial days.
Yes.
Follow me for more tips on quickie divorces.
Okay, so we kind of talked last set of shows a little bit about Anchor Steam and what's going on with it. But of course, VinePair then comes out with an article that really kind of deep dives in what's going on. At the end of the day, they're still not open. And nobody seems to know what the hell is going on.
Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes out.
I mean, what is going on? I have no idea. Well, in your honest opinion, do you think that they will ever reopen? Because the dude that owned Chobani bought it.
Yeah.
But, and there's like a skeleton crew that's kind of manning the tap room now. But that seems to be about it. So do you think we ever see another Anchor Steam or a Christmas Ale? Or do you think they're going to do something else? Do you?
When did they buy it? This is a short article in terms of VinePair, and I'm skimming right now, but
like a year ago?
Yeah, that feels about right. That feels about right.
Correct. So last week was the 1 year anniversary of this guy. They closed in 2023, and then he bought them in June of 2024, and we've not seen anything since.
So is this a case of we don't understand why it hasn't opened yet? Or is this a case of we're impatient, we want it now?
Could be both.
Again, going back to my Willy Wonka theme from a second ago. Don't care now. Don't care how, I want it now. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing either. And there's no time frame. There's no communication. But also, like, it's not ours.
Right.
Right. I mean, this article's title is "What's the point of a new billionaire owner if Anchor still hasn't reopened?" Well, okay, and that's going to get the clicks. That's why we're talking about. But at least it isn't getting completely shuttered, and it may come back in some form. And it may come back poorly. Who knows?
I mean, the owner has over $2 billion net worth. So it's not like he's really going to go broke fixing this place up, but he's also not going to go broke if he doesn't get this place reopened tomorrow, you know?
Right.
Like if I'd spent every last dime that I had getting this brewery up and running, like, oh, that thing would have to be done. But now, like, you know, he's just not in the rush. He's the founder of Chobani.
He paid $9.8 million and he's worth $2 billion. I'm pretty sure that was a sneeze in his wallet.
As they love to say, that's a rounding error.
Right.
Must be nice.
Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, again, does this come back or not? Who knows?
Yeah, I think one of the things that they ran into was like some buried, like an underground tank or something that was full of some sort of biological grossness that needs to be like taken care of, that you could like smell from around the block or something. And like, oh, that's that sounds disgusting.
So they got that going for them, which is nice.
Which is nice.
Sorry, I'm looking at this next article. My brain's going to golf.
Yeah, no, you're fine. So speaking of troubled spots, so where Weathered Souls once lived,
cursed spots,
is now turning into a indoor golfing simulator arcade bar thing.
I mean,
yeah,
you're in an area that has explosive growth of expensive apartments.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea to be in the business of catering to people with money and nowhere to go.
No, because Topgolf is like all the way out in fucking BFE.
And, I would imagine there's a good number of people living in that area who don't have cars because you've got the light rail, you've got Uber. Yeah. And now you have an opportunity to go to an indoor golf simulator facility that looks like they're going to have Will's favorite thing in the world, pizza.
Pizza. Yay.
Food, drinks, unlimited golf. I mean, I thought golf was dying. I remember that being a thing, but
well, I was going to say, as a father of a Gen Z who I don't know he does now, but especially like 19 through 8, well, technically really 18 through like 20, he was a golfing fiend.
Yep. Mine is right now too. He's okay. He just turned 21 and like he's obsessive about golf.
Yeah, yeah. So was mine. Like, to the point where I'm not going to kid you. Like, the last time he was down here, we went to Topgolf, which, I mean, Topgolf is fun if you like golf. I feel like you kind of have to like golf to be able to want to do that.
It is fun, and like once a year.
And we played super like golf, the. Right? Yeah, unless you're super into golf, and we played like the front nine of Quail Hollow, which I would never be able to step foot on.
That is pretty cool.
And I don't know what that, I don't know. I'm just used to going to the driving range portion of it. So I don't know that at all.
Yeah. You can do driving range, or you could actually play like a course. Like you can play St. Andrews. You can play a bunch of different courses.
Well, now I'm mad at my,
I'm mad
corporate people who were picking up the tab. They didn't let us do anything, but I did like the driving range, like 3 times in 4 months. And I was like, you know what, guys? I think I'm good.
Yeah, like the only thing you obviously can't really do is putt, but other than that, like, you can drive.
Why are you attacking my game like that? You're not wrong. I just want to know why you're attacking me like that.
Oh, see, my short game is on point. It's my long game that sucks.
That's what she said.
But yeah, I was trying to come up with a good one for that, Wells. Thanks for knocking that one out. Thanks for tapping that one in.
Just tap, tap, tap,
tap it in.
All right, so I want to give a huge, huge, huge shout out to our water guy that listens to the show still.
That's right. Charlotte Water Guy, you're our only hope.
He actually responded back to us. So we put a call out about PFAFs. And basically,
what are PFAFs? There's
probably, they are forever chemicals that are in water.
Ew.
Yeah, and his recommendation is basically get a good reverse osmosis filter for your drinking water, and that's about all you can do. He does not see these going away in his lifetime, and to his point, and he's spot on, unless we move to another planet, which we'll probably fuck up to. So, Wells, I have a question for you, since you have worked in a Charlotte brewery.
Yes.
Cool. Do they have filters on their water here?
Mainly just, there's some light filtration going on, at least in the early days of Old Mecklenburg. I'm not sure what they got once they grew up and into their new facility, but we did at least have like a dechlorinating filter, because chlorine and beer, as you can imagine, doesn't really work out too well. Yeah. So, you know, we wanted to strip down the water. I mean, I get it. You have to have certain things in the water to make sure it, you know, makes it to your home or place of business safely and responsibly. But, you know, once we make something with it, we need to remove that. So that's about all we had. I don't know what kind of filtration it does, but back in the day, we didn't really know about forever chemicals in 2009.
Right. So at the current brewery that you're working at.
Oh, you know, the veil is pretty small.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I meant the other one that you're currently working at right now.
I don't know what the filtration setup is at Hardywood. I don't get a chance to see the overall big picture.
Gotcha.
So
I was just curious.
I genuinely just don't know. It'd be cool to find out. Maybe if I remember tomorrow, I'll go in and ask.
Okay. You know, at the end of the day, like, these chemicals are going to be here. There's really no way to avoid them other than filtering. And he posted a really good article, which I feel like we should probably put in the show notes just so everybody can go read it. Just so everybody knows, like, the dude works in the Charlotte Water organization. I'm not going to blow up a spot or anything, but he works in so he knows his stuff. Like, from the little we've interacted, he seems super intelligent about it. So if he says
people are good at their job, I mean, Josh and I have no idea what this is actually like, but, you know,
right.
Some people are actually good at their job.
Right.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah. So, I'll throw this into the show notes. It's a EPA article, but it does a really good job of explaining what a PFAS are. And again, his recommendation is reverse osmosis and keep drinking what you want to drink. So cheers, water guy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, one of those things that there's so much stuff pops up, or like, you know, as what I would call the three of us, somewhat middle-aged men, or in Josh's case, small child, you know, we have to be mindful of what we're intaking and partaking of, because health reasons, right? I made this joke the other day to my wife that I was like, you know, one of these days, and first off, copyright 2025 Craft Beer Cast, somebody's going to take like all the different like fad diet crazes, throw it all into like ChatGPT and be like, all right, tell me what actually is a good diet. Right? Because it's always like, you know, there's always some form of like, you know, cut out this, cut out this, cut out this, you know, like, no. You know, one will say, you know, no saturated fats. The other one will say like, oh, well, you know, you can eat that, but don't eat this. And then, you know, most of them are like, you know, cut down on carbs, and all of them say cut out added sugars. And there's got to be some combination in there that they can start dialing the stuff in for you a little more personally. But it is tough. Some of the stuff, it's kind of too late. We're not going to suddenly make it go away, at least.
Yeah, that's true. And I really do feel like, Jeff, you and I, like, especially towards the end of the year when I know we both kind of have a lot of vacation, we really should take him up on his offer of just seeing everything behind the scenes. I think it'd be cool.
I think it would be super interesting.
Yeah, I would be.
So my wife's like, so what are you doing with your day off? And I'm like, I'm going to see the sewers. I'm bringing my really long stick and I'm hoping to turn into Donatello.
All right. I get Leonardo.
I'm fine with it.
Michelangelo then. Damn it.
Okay.
Well, you do love the pizza.
Well, yes, I do.
Oh, shit. All right. Time to move into what we've been drinking on show two. Jeff, have you switched from Wookiees?
I did. It's like we were talking last show about being lazy. I didn't feel like going downstairs to the kegerator. So I grabbed my last bottle of Jade IPA out of the fridge.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is it like somewhat fresh?
Hang on. It's that. It's March 24th is the bottle date on it. So it's right there at the end. So, it's fine. What I found as I've been drinking through, that six pack that I bought a month or so ago, I feel like the base beer actually could use a little bit of a refresh. The hops are still great. I love the Jade. I would love for Resident Culture to put re-up back out. I really enjoy Jade. I know it's an expensive hop, whatever, but, it's just the actual like baseline beer of it just has some, like, it's not as enjoyable as I would love it to be with that hop, but it's Jade.
You were a Jade homer for a very long
time. We all were.
Yeah, true. But so, you, I think more so.
All right, fine. But yeah. What about you, Josh? Cool. Or Wells? Sorry, I don't
care. Yeah, Wells. Josh.
Yeah, you saying like, I was too lazy and didn't want to go downstairs. And I'm like, better drink my own piss.
All right. So, Josh, what are you drinking?
No, I'm
not even going to ask you if you're going to tap that. I don't want to hear it.
I'm even lazier. I'm still sipping on that can of rind. Liz and I are getting ready to go out and track down some Vale beer after we're done recording. So I'm saving myself. If only you knew a guy.
Yeah, if only. If only.
I mean, I do though. But yeah, just the more the rind for me. If I had finished the rind and needed a beer, I guess my only other option is Gansett. So yeah.
Fair enough.
What are you doing, Josh?
So I'm very confused by this beer that I'm drinking, and I'll tell you why. So it's a burial beer.
Okay.
It's got 500 different names on the can. And I'm being a little sarcastic. There's like Jelly Friends, Severed Limbs, Dream Slayers, Skettlings, Mind Melt. Like, I don't even know what this fucking beer is called, but here's
what's the other burial beer. Oh, you don't know what it's called?
Yeah. I have no idea. Because it's got like all these different names on it. And it is an IPA, of course, but it is brewed with lime, cinnamon, and vanilla bean.
What the why did you spend your hard-earned money on that?
Because I was dumb and I wanted to try it, and it's not bad.
Ugh. Remember that stout they did with lime?
Yeah.
Or are we not talking about that one?
That was that lime or lemon? I can't remember. I hated you for
a while. Oh, no, you're right. That was lemon. So I had bought two of those, and I was going to like save one and drink the other. And instead I'm like, nope, I am not saving that. I'm getting rid of it. And y'all took the brunt of that. So,
yeah, this isn't terrible. I will say that I definitely would not subject anybody else to this, though. The other two cans are going to go right down the drain.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. But again, I don't even know what the name of this is. Cause like I said, it's got like a bunch of different artwork on it.
I feel like I want to know the name just so I can avoid it. But also like with that much shit going on with it, there's just no way.
Okay. Maybe this is it. Drowning in Habits.
All right. Checking. One second.
Because it's the only one that actually says India Pale Ale under it.
Drowning in Habits from Burial Beer. This is an IPA, New England. Yep. IPA with lime, cinnamon, and vanilla bean.
Okay. Yep. That's what it is.
I have seen this. Yeah. Because it almost looks on the label, it almost looks like a vending machine almost or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I've seen this at the Buzz, and I have avoided it because I was like, I'm sorry, cinnamon, vanilla bean, and an IPA, go get bent.
I mean, I can definitely taste the lime. I can get a little bit of vanilla. There's no cinnamon in this whatsoever. It's almost like a lime IPA.
Drowning in Habits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm not mad about it, right? Like, take the vanilla out and
I'm not happy about it.
I mean, it's kind of like a lime Ricky almost, which is like one of my all-time favorite drinks.
Barley and oats, whirlpooled with Incognito, double dry hopped with Eclipse, Strata, Simcoe, more Strata. No, Citra. Lime, cinnamon, vanilla bean.
The lime is definitely there. The vanilla bean is slightly there, like just a little bit of a hello at the very end. I get no cinnamon at all. So I'm not mad about it. That's the crazy part. But I definitely wouldn't recommend anybody else drink this. Ugh. All right, Jeff, we're at the end of the show. Where are we at?
Come check us out on the interwebs. Go to craftbeercast.com. Like always. Patreon.com/craftbeercast. You can pretend to care about Twitter like some of us do.
I have completely reformatted, upgraded my computer. I haven't even logged into Twitter, so don't even bother anymore. I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah. I'm not really worried about it. That's the whole thing.
Yep.
It's yeah, man. I just like Twitter's just I'm an Elon. Even though he's on his self-reclamation campaign trying to make it seem like he was never the bad guy. I'm like,
he went back immediately and turned back into a bootlicker, so
yeah. Oh, I didn't mean what I said. Like, I don't know, man. You said what you said. So either, you know, you've got some bombshell to drop and yet you were somehow okay with the guy. Or you're just trying to save face and get people to buy your cars again. I don't think anybody wants them anymore.
Nope, they don't.
You can't see me. I'm doing the accordion hands right now. It's all fine. Meanwhile, contact at craftbeercast.com if you want to get a hold of us over email. Wells, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at allthewells. Josh, where can you be found?
Besides right here, hit our subreddit /r/craftbeercast. Rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody you've been listening to us for all these years. Holy shit, we're getting close to episode 600.
Isn't that something?
That's fucking insane. It's insane. Like, the realization kicked in today when I sent you guys the show notes. I'm like, oh my god, we are that close to it. What the fuck?
Right.
It's crazy. Absolutely insane. Well, other than that, we will talk to y'all next Thursday.